As you may well know, our program is celebrating its 35th anniversary this week, so here's our flashback moment of the day. May 3rd, 1971. All Things Considered premieres on this network, and we ask some tough questions.
What got you started in shaving girls' legs? How long have you been doing this?
It's about 2 years ago. A young co-ed came in the barbershop one morning, and she says, oh, I'd like to have my legs shaved. So I thought, what? So what do? She sits in the chair, and I start lathering her up. And I take my old straight-edge razor and start shaving.
That was Wayne Olson of member station WOI asking barber L. Thompson about his work. And Olson was ready with a keen follow-up.
Is it easy?
No, it's hard. It's quite difficult because there's certain parts of the leg, like around the knee, that are very hard to shave. And since I use a straight-edge razor, it's really easy to nick them. But luckily, I haven't cut them yet.
And with this feature, All Things Considered was off and running. And I would say we never looked back, except that we actually look back frequently, and we're doing it again right now. We're joined, actually, by that barber, L. Thompson. So good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Do I understand this correctly? You started shaving female legs because the fashion at the time for men was long hair and beards, and it cut into your business.
I seemed to be always busy because I knew how to cut long hair, but it was the stage where women wore hot pants. They expose a lot of leg.
That's a term you haven't heard in a while, hot pants.
No.
Which is short shorts.
Yes, very short.
Did you actually start this as a business proposition, or was it really more of a stunt?
It was just more of a publicity stunt. I had started a business across the campus from Iowa State, and I was sitting in the shop, and one of my male clients brought his girlfriend in, and he said, Al, you're not doing anything. Why don't you just shave her legs? Okay.
Okay, that was your answer?
So I got up, and, you know, I'd never done this before in my life, and I thought, well, I was a very good shaver in barber school, so I just used the same techniques for shaving a man's face with the hot lather and the steam towels. I stropped my razor, and I just started shaving her legs. I think I was scared to death.
And you thought, pretty good business proposition here.
Well, I needed some publicity. I called a sorority house and I asked them to send their most attractive girls with the best legs, and it was just going to be something that I was going to put in the local newspaper. I didn't realize that the wire service got a hold of it, and shortly after that, I started receiving clippings from all over the world.
So it was a stunt, but did you have customers? Did women actually come in to have their legs shaved?
I chose each customer. I did 33 different clients. I've always been a leg man.
Even though you chose the customer, you actually charged them 75 cents for the first leg, and they got a discount on the second leg, only 25 cents for the second leg.
And their phone number.
And their phone number. They had to give up their phone number.
Yes. You know, when you're 19 and 20 years old, you do the weirdest thing.
Yeah, like give up your phone number to a guy who wants to shave your legs.
So I look back, and it was just a very interesting time in my life.
So since you asked for their phone number, I guess that explains a crucial fact in this story. This is how you met your wife.
Yes.
How long did all this continue?
Oh, I probably did it on and off for a couple of years.
And you got a lot of attention, including some unwanted attention from the State Barber Commission.
Oh, yeah. I'm licensed on the head and neck only, so I didn't get in trouble. I heard through the grapevine that they were not very happy with me, but that was 35 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, Mr. Thompson, thanks so much for helping us celebrate our 35th birthday. It's been good to talk to you. All the best to you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
That's barber, leg man, and historic All Things Considered guest, Al Thompson. He was interviewed on our first broadcast 35 years ago. You can hear that entire show at NPR.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.